Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Mahikeng 25. The Public Servants Association urges Defence Minister Angie Motshekga to stop the relocation of the Department of Defence's Infantry and Army Support Formations to the fire-damaged Bester building in Pretoria. The PSA claims the building, which was declared unsafe after a 2013 fire, remains in a state of severe disrepair, with exposed wiring, non-functioning lifts and vandalism. The association's Claude Naka warns legal action will be taken if the relocation is not halted.
We have called on the various ministries, various heads of departments across all provinces and the country to try and come up with a work plan to fix these buildings and give it urgent priority so that government employees are safe to actually attend its buildings.
Gauteng police have opened a case of murder following the discovery of six decomposed bodies next to an unused Diepkloof mine shaft in Soweto next to Nasrec yesterday. All the bodies had their hands tied behind their backs. Police spokesperson Mavela Mosondo says the victims are suspected to be illegal miners. He says the police are investigating six cases of murder.
It is reported that a man was fetching firewood when he noticed the body in the field and notified the security officer, who then called the police. Upon searching the area, police found five more decomposed bodies. The motive for the killing cannot be confirmed at this stage.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says Africa secured a good outcome at the African Union summit with the installation of new leadership. Ramaphosa is attending the 38th session of the African Union summit in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He says he believes the summit has delivered a leadership that will respond to challenges facing the continent.
This is a very good outcome for us as Africa. We're consolidating the African Union to ensure that it continues to unite the continent. So we see progress here, and we're also going to continue seeing progress with the discussions that are going to go on, because we didn't come only for elections, we came for real discussions and decisions.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the world to never forget that Africa is the victim of two colossal compounding injustices. Guterres addressed the full African Union summit. The body meets as Africa faces devastating conflicts in the DRC and Sudan, as well as US President Donald Trump's cuts to US development aid, which have hit the continent hard.
I will keep working with the African Union and all member states to ensure the representation Africa needs and the justice you deserve, including with two permanent members of the Security Council. And we will keep pressing together for an international financial architecture that is no longer outdated, dysfunctional and unfair.
I'm Emil Pinard. For myself and the rest of the news team, good afternoon.
Jacaranda FM plays more. This.